you will hear a tutor and some students discussing science and ethics. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 and 2.
In the 19th century, scientific discoveries took a long time to produce any actual applications, and scientists might have had a case for giving little thought to the social or environmental impact of their work. That all changed in the 20th century, with the huge advances first in physics and then in biology. Science started to play a much more important role in our lives, and the relationship between scientists and society became much closer. Many scientists became increasingly concerned about the ethics of what they were doing, as they quickly saw the consequences. The benefits, such as vastly improved crop yields and the eradication of diseases like bubonic plague, but also terrible damage in the form of pollution and chemical weapons.
Yes, but some scientists still claim even today that their only duty is to make public the findings of their research. They need to do that, of course, but I think the key points are that they ought to stop making any distinction between pure science and applied science, because in practical terms it no longer exists. And also, they must accept full responsibility for the consequences of their work.